This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 343 for Monday, April 14th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are pushing higher in Monday morning despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. The May canola contract gains $3.50 at $664.20 per ton, and the more heavily traded July contract adds $3.20 at $672 per ton. Support for canola is coming from increases in Chicago soybeans and European rapeseed, but there's pressure coming from losses in Chicago soy oil and soy meal, as well as Malaysian palm oil. Modest upticks in crude oil lend some support to the vegetable oils. Strong canola exports as well as domestic use continue to create a tight supply situation, heightening the eventual need for price rationing. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher on Monday morning, with the loonie at 72.07 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 71.99. The United States weather outlook is calling for precipitation next week for parts of the southern plains. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announces a private sale of 120,000 tons of old crop corn to Japan. Later this morning, the USDA will release its export inspections report and its crop progress report this afternoon. Then on Tuesday, the U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association will publish its monthly report. The average trade guess places the March soybean crush at 197.6 million bushels, with soy oil stocks around 1.62 billion pounds. China says its March soybean imports came to 3.5 million tons, down nearly 37% from a year ago. Consultancy APK Inform forecasts Ukraine's corn crop at 29.2 million tons, up 18% from last year, while Ukraine's wheat crop is to dip 1% at 21.5 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly higher on Monday morning. The July contract rises 3 cents at $10.56 per bushel. July soy oil is down almost 8-tenths of a cent at 47.06 cents per pound. July soy meal eases back a dollar at $304.90 per short ton. Also in Chicago, July corn sheds 0.75 cents at $4.96 per bushel. The U.S. wheat complex is pulling back as Chicago July is down 8.5 cents at 562.5. Kansas City July falls 11 cents at 572. And Minneapolis May gives up 6 cents at 622.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Monday morning, April 14th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.